A Fairbanks man has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of his infant child. Fairbanks police spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch says 22-year-old James Jimison brought the six-month-old girl to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital on May 11th.
Saying that the infant was unresponsive and was not eating. At that point, medical staff did a CAT scan, found extensive bleeding and swelling, and transported the infant to Providence.
The child died on May 15th. McCulloch says police interviewed Jimison and determined he was responsible for the baby's injuries.
The father stated that the child had fallen, the child had hit its head, and changed his story a few times. Then the father admitted that he shook the child.
Jimison told investigators that the shaking, including hitting the child's head against his own. An autopsy revealed six blunt force injuries to the infant's forehead.